Tem que puxar também.
Someone sent me this quotation from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Knowing me to be the cause of all causes. Not just events in life, but relationships. Knowing me to be the cause of all relationships, especially the ones which make you most uncomfortable. So when Krishna says, know me to be the cause of all causes, it means nobody else besides Krishna truly does anything. So choose that one relationship which antagonizes you, stresses you out, the person you try to avoid or the person you fight with constantly, and understand, which is what Krishna means by knowledge, that they too are a result of their genetics and their conditioning, just like you are, where they were born, the income group of the parents they were born into, the school they were sent to, the religion they were born into, on the basis of which they think and act. Just like you do. That understanding, that simple understanding, removes the sting of doership from the equation. You may still not get along, but the blame, condemnation, hatred, and malice is pulled out from the equation. That is why Nisargadatta Maharaj said, forget about love. All I ask is you don't harm one another. Not referring to physical harm, even the thought of blame is harm. And lest we forget that all those thoughts are arising in our own consciousness, not outside us. So what is the data and the dialogue? What are the songs you are listening to in your head all the time? You cannot have a harmonious relationship with God if you don't have harmonious relationships with people. Because if God is the pure presence, the I am, and if your mind is overlaid with all these emotions, how is your relationship going to be a harmonious relationship with presence? But we think of God as a form. And we want a harmonious relationship in our puja room with Shiva and Ganpati and Krishna. And the personal relationships are a mess. What kind of God is being worshipped? What thoughts are being offered to consciousness? Isn't that a worship too? Tushar, come here. I had gone out of town and I met devotees of a very big spiritual master, and two of them stayed within 5 minutes of each other. And so the person who fixed up these meetings told me, please, I have one request. don't mention to the first one that you're going to the second one's home, and don't mention to the second one that you went to the first one's home. So I said, why? He said, because they don't get along with each other. I said, that's still okay. Nobody says you have to get along with everyone. But what is there to hide? What have I got to do with the fact that you all don't get along with each other? See the Maya? You want to now control situations. You want to control people. Don't mention this to this one. Don't mention that to that one. Don't do this, don't do that. Or do this or do that. Immersed in doership. Is that a mind at peace? The problem is people don't value peace because it's too cheap a price to be paid for. The price is nothing. People want to pay a price. That is why Ramesh would say, this teaching is so simple that you just don't get it. We want complex explanations of the Upanishads and of the Vedas, Vedanta theories, commentaries. But what about living the teaching? Someone had mentioned to a friend of mine that all this stuff, beginning with Ramana Maharshi, then with Maharaj, I don't buy it. Because first you have to study, you have to understand, you have to read. These people took the easy way out. So I told my friend, next time you ask your friend, forget all that. Are you at peace? That is the only criteria. Then why do you care about others? Why are you caring about Ramana Maharshi? Are you at peace? Be concerned with yourself. Come here. You come from Pune? Yeah. We are too bothered with other people's spiritual progress. And regarding our own progress, we gauge and measure it if we have experiences on our spiritual journey. Oh, I went to this yogi and my Agnya Chakra started shining bright and spinning fast. Oh, in my meditation, my Kundalini shot through the Sahasrara and I experienced bliss. Experience needs a me. No experience, no me. What was a gift from God as a sign on your spiritual journey became something which the me felt it had a direct relationship with and then wanted more and more and more. That is why they say if you're on the path of Kundalini Yoga, having a guru is a must because the mind can go astray. The greatest gift we can bring to a situation or a relationship is an absence of conflict, which means peace. Not my will, O Lord, but thine be done. As simple as that. Not rocket science. No, it needs for the recording. It's your first time here?
Yeah.
Your name?
Ajit.
Ajit.
So, Gautam, you told peace, that you should be at the moment, that we can, for the removal of the conflict, we can bring peace into that position. If our actions is not in our hand, it is predestined. What I will do in this birth, each and every moment, my cell is predestined. As Ramesh had said, one guy in Ramana Maharshi ashram, Ramana Maharshi, when he told ki everything is in the destiny, so he stood up. So he asked Ramana Maharshi ki, is this the standing is also predestined? Ramana Maharshi told yes. So if every action is predetermined, and you gave the example of the two spiritual persons you met, it might be there be a case ki they know that this words would be spoken by them, because it has to be spoken. So they would have separated from their words, they would have brought their awareness over there, because that has to be there. Because when I do each and everything, I feel my mind will tell I not do this, but it will be done. A lot of things in every day when I start noticing it. So I love to accept it by separating it myself. Because when Krishna says Arjun that you are not killing them, it is who I am killing, you are just only the man. So what I am asking them, these all people, they might have separated themselves from their actions. Is there a case?
So are you saying they are at peace?
I'm not met them, so I don't know about them.
Is that what you are asking?
No, I'm just asking ki if I'm telling you some words, if I'm meeting you today, it has to be there.
Yes.
It has to be there. So what I can do, I can separate myself from the action which I'm doing. I'm just asking you the question, but in reality, I'm not asking you the question. It has to be, the question has to come from my mouth. So I'll just bring my awareness. I'm just watching myself. Okay, it is coming. It is coming. Now also it is coming. It is, the flow is there. Now I stop also. It's a calculation, complete, what you say, computer. I'm just a computer, as Ramesh Balasekar says always.
So that is the point which is being missed. The point is, if you accepted people in your life for the way they are, precisely the way God made them, you would be at peace.
Yes, I am at peace. A question sometimes comes to my mind. Now, when I separate myself from my actions, I am not able to do all the actions. For example, if there would be a case, if it's a whole karma cycle, it might be the case I would slap someone in the future. I don't know. But that might be from previous birth or something. I might kill someone also. But I would have separated myself from the doership. Because that has to be there. Because I don't know what will happen in the future. No one can say what will happen in the future. That I'm in this path, I'm reading and doing. But in this whole karma cycle, anything can happen in the future. I can kill. But in the society's point of view, it will be like that he has murdered. But there might be a case that it has to be done by him. That's what I'm trying to ask.
But that is when Krishna tells Arjuna, who did not have the understanding, who thought he was killing his preceptors, he said, as time I have already killed them, and you are an instrument through whom the killing will happen. Right? But it is Arjuna who is performing the action.
Yes.
But before Krishna told him this, he felt he was the doer.
Yes.
Right? Now he has the understanding that this was meant to happen.
Exactly.
And he is an instrument through whom the happening happened.
Exactly.
Now, if you are talking of killing someone, keeping this example aside, what is your motive of killing someone? I don't know. I'm just saying as a hypothetical example, 99% of the time, it is a premeditated motive, which means it is based on doership. And what has peace of mind got to do with this is everything. Because if you feel that everyone, by your example, if everyone separates their experience from who they are and considers it to be pure action, they would all be enlightened. They would all be at peace.
Yeah, what you told, you asked the question that are those two persons at peace? They might be. They might have separated.
How can it be? Just answer me this. If you are blaming and condemning people to the extent that you are even telling others not to engage, not to mention, is that a mind at peace? If the mind was at peace, you would not care.
No, but I have noticed in myself, and I have then asked Eckhart also about this. He has given me a beautiful reply on this. I have noticed some cases I have separated myself. I don't want to say those words because those words are like manipulating, to be honest. It is like blaming or condemning or giving justification. So I was also confused on these lines, ki ego is coming into play. Whereas I know this, if these words come, it is ego, because I am blaming the situation or giving justification to make the situation more pleasant. So Eckhart gave me a reply ki it will come because it has to come. But it is only your awareness that you know that there is an ego. So now you have separated it from yourself because it has to come from your mouth. Yeah, the process, because it's a very, no one can understand the design completely because it has to come in this life. It's just, I have started noticing when it comes. I started noticing. I cannot eliminate. When I think of eliminating, then the doership comes. Mind starts conflicting. I want to do this. So what I do, just leave it. Let it happen. Let the flow go. So sometimes mind gives me a fear. Okay, then you can do a murder in the future also. Because mind is very manipulating. Then I accept the fact also. Okay, it might happen. Because it's a karma cycle. Some guy would have murdered me in the previous, but you never know. I can have an accident with someone and someone would get killed and I would get escape from that situation also. Because it has to be there. I'll not get convicted. But there are all possibilities which are there. Because I love an example which Ramesh had gave about Vedvyas' father, I don't remember the name, the Rishi. When he was traveling in the boat, a thought came into his mind. He should marry that girl. And it happened. So, because you mentioned, we should think what thoughts should come into us. I always feel, because Ramesh, this example, it made an impression on my mind. I should leave all those thoughts, just separate myself from my thoughts. Because thoughts are according to what Ramesh explained, thoughts are coming from the divine. If it has to happen, it will happen. I should not control any thoughts.
I think there are different things here. You're mentioning of a thought which comes from the outside. And what I am speaking about is doership. Blame, condemnation, hatred, malice, guilt, shame, jealousy, envy, pride, arrogance are emotions which arise out of doership. You see? And as the Gita says, as Krishna says, the ego deluded thinks I am the doer. So we are not referring to the thoughts, but we are referring to thinking in the duration of time.
But that's what you mean.
That thinking is what Ramesh refers to as rigorous imprisonment. Simple imprisonment, as he said, is life. This body is simple imprisonment. But what we do is we convert simple imprisonment into rigorous imprisonment. How? By these concepts based on doership. And therefore, we should just revert to the simple imprisonment.
Because if it has to be there, it has to be there. You, because as you say also, it, if it has to be there. So if that word will come from my mouth, it will come from my mouth, as each and every word is coming right now.
So your only measure in life is by the degree of peace that you feel.
So here is also peace. When I'm blaming also someone, if I'm separating, I know ki ego is coming into play. There is awareness over there. Because the words are coming, I cannot control those words. I have noticed 2-3 times. The pain body gets activated. I notice it is getting activated. And the words comes. And I started crying also few times. Then I realized ki the pain body came into play. Whereas I was completely being watchful the whole time, but the pain body came into play.
It is too much doership. That is where the misconception is. I was trying to be watchful the whole time. That entire thinking is based on doership. Witnessing is the absence of the ego which wants to witness. The ego cannot witness. The ego can observe.
Yes, only observing.
But the ego can only observe. And to observe means to judge.
Observe means to judge.
To observe means to judge. The ego cannot witness. The ego cannot witness. Then witnessing is the absence of that which wants to witness.
So when any thought comes to our mind, for example, I am not doing right now anything. I am sitting alone in my room. Thoughts are coming. Whole day. I'll do it as a task. I'll sit for the whole day. Thoughts will come. So I will not identify with those thoughts. That's the basic. So I can only observe those thoughts. Because once I identify, I'll either condemn or give a justification. So the thought will get energy from my body. Because I read Jiddu Krishnamurti's book, which helped me on these lines. I was struggling with few thoughts because I realized I was giving them energy because I was identifying them. So I started observing those thoughts. I didn't do anything. I just observed it, the thought is coming. The whole picture was in front of me because previously I had given energy. Previously I have already given it energy. So it was coming. Till date also it comes. But I have noticed the energy which it had previously, it has reduced. Because right now I'm not identifying myself with those. I'm just observing how the mind is playing. Because sometime it will come with a condemnation. The same thought will come from a loop by giving me justification.
Yes, that is the burden of our conditioning, you see.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just bring my presence and observe.
You cannot bring your presence. Because presence is always there.
Yes,
you cannot bring your presence to a situation. Presence is the absence of you who wants to bring presence to the situation.
Yeah, that's paradoxical. Then what to do here? To be honest, what to do here?
Let the teaching do its work. There is no need to try too hard. Allow the teaching to do its work. Because it can become a very arduous exercise. Otherwise, throughout the day, to try and be aware of each thought, to see when there's a reaction, when there's no reaction.
Yeah.
It can involve a lot of doership. But to witness life, to witness relationships, the flow of life, events in life, the pleasures and pains of life, my understanding of them in a new light, because being exposed to these teachings is fresh conditioning, which can alter, amend, or transform the earlier conditioning, with the result, with the one and only result that now I am more peaceful than I was earlier. When I look back, let's say 1 year ago, 5 years ago, now I feel that my attitude to life is far different from what it was prior to being exposed to these teachings. And then you know that the teaching has had an impact. So the understanding is doing the doing.
Because you gave that relationship, pleasure, pain, each and everything comes into play. So I'm also having a judgment ki this is good for me when I tell that this is pleasure or I like that. So here judgment comes.
How can it be your judgment?
Because I'm telling this is pleasure or that is pain. Because it is according to my mind conditioning.
A pleasure is a pleasure and a pain is a pain.
It is the opposite side, to be honest.
That will be for someone else.
Exactly. So, according to the conditioning of my mind, it feels this is as pleasure.
Sure. So that's what I'm saying.
Satisfied. Ego gets satisfied because I think this is pleasure for me. So, I have a judgment. Rather, I'll be blunt on both cases.
Try it.
Yes.
Maharaj himself said that between the banks of pleasure and pain, life flows. But the problem is we try to swim only on one side of the bank.
Exactly. Because ego or mind or doership, anything we tell, it always strives for happiness.
Of course.
That's the problem.
But no, the problem is that it is striving for happiness without realizing the happiness it is striving for is temporary. And it tries to derive that happiness from pleasure after pleasure after pleasure. And then it realizes that happiness is not to be found in the flow of life, but in my attitude to life. And that's the turning. That is when the turning happens, where that happiness which I thought was derived from outside me, from what happened in my life as pleasures, now turns within.
Exactly.
To true happiness. And that true happiness, which does not depend on a pleasure, is peace of mind.
Yes, but here also I'm thriving, to be honest. If you see, the mind is playing so subtle, it is telling the happiness is inside. So it is looking for something.
It is looking for happiness.
It is looking for happiness. So the ego comes because it is searching for something.
For happiness.
So it has a desire.
For happiness.
Desire itself is a negative energy.
Who said?
Desire itself is it. Gautam Buddha said desire itself.
Happiness is your birthright. The question is.
But it has to come naturally. Once I start separating myself from the doership. I cannot. Now I'm making it is my like every Indian citizen, it is my birthright.
Happiness is your birthright.
But it is not like the voting scenario, I'll vote. Now the doership comes. It's my birthright, I need to have it. That's something, it will come naturally.
It is already there.
Exactly.
It is the misconceptions which are being removed.
Yes.
It is the misconceptions which are being removed. That is why Ramana Maharshi said, deep sleep is your natural state. What did he mean by that?
There is no memory over there.
There is no me identified with the body there.
But he has told, he can find himself in all the three states.
He can find himself in five states.
Yes.
Including Turiya and Turiyatita and all that. Forget all that.
He was in the highest.
We are talking about you. Your life and whether it is a life of peace. That is all we are concerned.
As I have seen, the moment I start accepting, last few years if I have seen, now because we are in discussing it, I am not identifying all those things as negative. I think those things taught me a lot. So it is like now I feel if I accept each and every situation, the power is over of the ego over there. Because
no, accepting the situation is one thing and thereafter doing whatever you think and feel you should do.
It happens. To be honest, it happens. It happens. If I have to do this, it happens. It is nothing like that. It's so subtle. If I start noticing, it happens. If it doesn't have to happen, it doesn't happen. Because I write it down. I need to fill this form. If it has to happen, then will be two forms. I'll fill one. The second one, how much I think it won't get completed. I'll take 5 days. It will be like a matter of 30 minutes. Then I leave it. Then I think, okay, if it has to happen, when I'll sit, I'll do it. But in the end, it doesn't happen. Then I think it was not there in the destiny. God played its part. It brought me this. So it should be according to this. So it can be like, according to the conditioning of the mind, it can be negative also. Because mind wants only according to itself. But the moment the acceptance comes, that negativity which is there, which I used to feel previously, to be honest, 5 years back, that grip is very less.
Fantastic. That is your measure. That is the measure of peace.
Yes.
Someone asked Maharaj, I read this in Prior to Consciousness, that if life is full of suffering, then why did we choose to be born? And you know what Maharaj replied? He said, because you were a fool. He came from Aurangabad today. Any more fights with the ticket collector? You know about his ticket collector experience? Can you share it?
I think 2 months back, when I was coming from the place, Bamandongri, to this place, I had chosen a ticket like from Bamandongri to Churchgate. And since I was late and the train was not in time, so I catch the train from Bamandongri to CST. So there the ticket collector caught me. He said, you know, the ticket is for Churchgate and you got down at CST. You came by a different train. So I had a little argument with him. Like, you know, I've already paid the same amount for the CST and same amount for Churchgate. He said, no, that's a revenue loss for CST. And you need to pay the dues and everything. So, you know, I was getting late also over here. So he said, I and my son were there. I had little money in my pocket that time. Only 200 rupees were there. So he said, give me 200 rupees. I said, okay. And balance amount. He said, either you give me balance amount or you give me only 200 rupees, for which I will not give you any receipt and all that. So I chose the, you know, giving him 200 rupees and I just went off. But my mind was thinking like, you know, the point for which he caught me, that CST has lost the revenue, wherein by giving 200 rupees, it has nothing to do with the revenue as far as CSTM is concerned. And my mind was thinking to take a revenge. I'll again go back to him and ask for the receipt. And, you know, either you give me a receipt or give me my 200 rupees back. And when I spoke to you, it took me almost a week's time. And after that, you know,
what did I say, but I don't remember.
I also don't remember now. But I just came out of that. it had to be, it had to happen. There was no way. My son was with me, so my worry was, whether my father gave a bribe to someone.
Mm.
That thought was also there in my mind. And later I explained him, you know, how it has happened. In fact, he was telling me, you give him 200 rupees and just don't think about anything. He was a little far from me, you know, ahead rather, quite ahead from me. And finally, you know, it went off rightly.
That's the thing, you know. Life is not fair. He is absolutely right. Your ticket was for wherever to CST, but you got off somewhere else. You paid the same, but he's doing his job. The problem is then, you know, if we get mired in it because of something he did. Now I want revenge. How dare he do this? I have paid the same amount. It's his problem. Plus now he's asking for a bribe. Now, if I give the bribe and my son watches, what a bad impression on the son that what has his father done. You see how one thing leads to another, and then after the satsang, I'll go back to take revenge. If you have the luxury of time and the space in the mind to do all that, by all means.
Is that controlled by desire to come for satsang?
Which is not in your control. None of this would have happened if I wouldn't have been born. I am to blame because you would not have come here, right? So simple. Whom are you going to blame? Just one person in this grand design of events who you think was the cause of your suffering. But that's how the ego gets zoomed in into doership and like targets someone. If you blame one, you have to blame everyone connected with that.
I'm actually fortunate enough that incident has happened. I remember when I was in college, I fought with the conductor. It's almost like 25 years back, 24, 25 years back. I fought with the conductor. It was only 25 paisa that time. Since he did not give me, I gave him a notice through, I complained against him in the, Buswala and everyone, that MSRTC that time, just because he did not give me, and the actually his misbehavior was there, but you know at what extent one I could go, that I remember now. And if this incident would not have happened, and if had it been not spoken or discussed with you, maybe I would have gone with her, you know, with the same.
Precisely. So that is when one sees a shift in one's understanding. Now what will happen the next time, I don't know. It seems you have collector and conductor karma. Sure. Mahadevan, you come after some time?
Yeah.
All okay. I got your mail.
Okay. Yeah,
thank you. Yeah. My name is Venkat Rao. I just came from Australia to here just for vacation. And just wanted to say about this ticket one. Yesterday we went to Imagica for just for taking our kids. Just the rickshawala who was there, we hired a shared rickshaw one, and he was supposed to drop at Imagica's counter one. So in between he dropped us near to the agent where the tickets were there. And see, my brother and me both were there. We searched on internet, the ticket prices were the same. What was the ticket price at the counter and the ticket price at the agent. Agent said us that this at the counter it will be more queue, so better get it from here. We got the tickets from there, and just about not even 50 meters the counter was there. And when we reached at the counter, there was no queue, and at the counter there was special bonus with the tickets. So, maybe about 500 rupees bonus for each ticket. We almost bought about 700 to 800. The whole day the kids were playing, enjoying and things. Me and my brother were discussing why did the thing was the agent just, you know, like just about 50 meters. And so we
are bloody agent.
The whole thing was circulating in the mind in the evening. In the evening, I told my brother, no, we should go and tell him that one and all. Since he is attending these lectures frequently and all, so maybe he's at peace. Yeah. And of course, I wanted to ask you one question, like, you know, one thought is continuously erupting in my mind and it is just things. So how about to control? It has got energy and the video continuously plays in the mind, you know, and it has almost, we are finishing up the vacation now and it's going on. So how how can I get away from this thought or thing?
I don't know what the thought is, so I can't comment.
The thought has got emotions and things, so the video is playing continuously in the mind. So how can the recording or pre-recorded or something which is there can be stopped, or to maybe I can be an observer just observing, and how these things can happen? Like,
firstly, it will stop when it is God's will that it stops. But God also needs help along the way sometimes. So whatever this thought is, if you explore it, as Ajit was saying, what is it based on? Is that thought converted into thinking in a specific way? And what is that thinking based on? Is it based on a misconception that I have? That is the spiritual exploration. So that is when you might uncover many things that were not looked at earlier. That is the unfolding of the journey. And how does this happen? Not on one's own. Grace. Grace is required. And to be open to that grace.
Yeah. I was also troubled by a specific thought, 2-3 thoughts.
I wonder if it's the same thought.
No. Everyone has their own personal conflicts in their mind. Don't resist to that thought. Once you start resisting to it, it gets energy. Resistance itself is very negative.
What you resist persists.
Exactly. Why we resist? The mind resists because that thought has pain. Because mind doesn't like pain. It will be like, you'll shiver, or you won't feel like doing that day. You'll feel restless. If you are restless, be restless. Let that pain flow through your body. Till that pain has gone through your body, the thought will be there. Because it has got energy. Now you need to release the energy. So if you feel like crying, or if you feel like shouting, or if you feel like doing something, it will be done. What happens if it's not done immediately? It gains energy like anything. That's what happened. People get restless at the age of 55-60. Why? Because this is the age of retirement. They don't have anything to do.
My God, that means I should be retiring very soon.
Look, I have observed this in people, because the whole life they have kept that conflict aside by working like 16 hours, 17 hours, 18 hours a day, and they'll be like, how can one sit? Because they feel everyone will have the same. So release that energy, because it gets energy like anything. Then in over the years, it will creep on. And once you don't resist it, and you surrender to the God, and tell each and every day you pray and tell God, I am feeling the pain. If you want me to feel the pain like this, I'll feel it till the moment you think that the pain is gone. Because as Gautam said, it is only His grace. So he or she, I'm just, because I'm used to give a gender, but exactly, anything, source, unmanifested. So until it decides, I've noticed it, and if it is there, then it's kind of a spiritual opening also. Because if something is bothering you, or even in this path of spiritual, so this is a very big opening. It's a very big opening. God wants to be in that, you should come to His path rather than going into other way. Because what people do, they start having drugs, sex, or alcohol, or any kind of thing. They just try to avoid the pain for their whole life, to be unconscious, because they love being unconscious. It's good that you're conscious and you're here. If it would have helped you, because
yeah,
personally,
it really helped it out.
So you all are brothers?
Yeah, we are brothers. My brother used to come frequently here. Today he decided in the morning, just he is going to all lectures and all. So I attended, I think, 2 years before one time. To this.
Oh, you had come here?
Yeah, one time.
Okay.
So the thought was rendering it out, and all my vacation was just keeping on, just about now a week is left.
So I don't know how to cut things and all. Like even I am becoming an observer and seeing it out the thoughts, but still it is playing on.
Are you Mark? Yeah. You're related to Tamara, right?
Yeah.
So you're from Australia?
From Holland, from Netherlands.
And you're visiting Bombay?
Yeah.
Holiday?
Holiday. After she going to Arunachala.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Looking forward to it.
First time?
Yes, first time. I love it.
Oh, great. Because, you know, it's either or. Some people really love it, some foreigners can't bear it.
I bear it.
So you're familiar with Ramana Maharshi's teachings and...
Yeah. For me, the powerful was the 15 years ago, the silence, actually. Because I didn't
understand all the words, but I just felt the energy when I was reading. And then it was like clear for a moment.
Ramesh would call that a free sample.
Yes. I thought for years that was it. But in the end it's an experience. So sometimes I feel it's so subtle and so simple and so normal. And then sometimes, again, a lot of meeing. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lovely journey, but it's just a journey of discovery.
Yeah. And because when I looked into like spirituality, so 50 years ago, and I met Ramana, in a way, I thought it isn't the teaching. For years I thought it's the silence. So, but now I came across some weeks ago a teaching of Roger, and I saw you also. And I think also the teacher can be helpful. The teaching. Yeah, but yeah.
Teachings are helpful to just sort out misconceptions in our thinking which have happened on account of conditioning.
Exactly, I underestimated that because I'm so sensitive and I had to free sample without understanding the teaching. So that was part of the conditioning then in the end. Yeah. So I'm grateful for the teaching about the non-doership and yeah. It's good.
And that the one true experience to have, if you can call it an experience, is unbroken peace of mind.
Yeah.
You came from Pune?
Yeah.
Someone mentioned last time that you are a singer. Are you a singer?
Yeah.
What do you sing?
Bhajans and in the morning songs.
Oh, wow. Sure. And you live in the States, right?
Yeah.
So when do you go back?
Planning to move maybe April. First I was planning for end of March. I want to book my tickets still. But I was planning end of March, but I think it will be April that I can go. So I'm just looking forward to March also to be here. But I don't know when I'll be here.
Planning. All we can do is plan. Yeah.
My
one of my favorite quotes is, if you want God to laugh, just tell him your plans.
Yeah, that's true.
Maharaj had said, those who make plans will be born to carry them out, and those who don't make plans need not be born.
I'm so deep into this teaching, but still the control doesn't go of the mind. It's still trouble. I should have done this. I shouldn't have done this. This was not the right thing to do. This decision was not right. This mind just doesn't go.
Yeah, but now you can see it. Exactly. That is the difference. Thanks to the teaching, now you know it.
But still it's not going. doesn't go. Every day is something or the other. Like, I should have done this, I shouldn't have done this, this decision was not right. Where does this doership come? I don't know. How would it go?
There are two things here. One example which I give is, a child is running around the house, and let's say his parents are very rich, and they have rich statues and curios all over the place, and the child knocks one down. What happens? The parent screams at the child. What are you doing? Why are you running around? You have broken this. Means you have done something. See how the doership sets in by the default of conditioning. When the child is running around and doesn't knock anything off, the parent is not telling the child, oh, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. You didn't knock that off. Very good. It is when something happens and a loss is perceived by the parent. The child is too young. The parent perceives the loss because the parent bought that expensive curio and then blames the child for having done something. Now, years upon years upon years upon years of conditioning is encrusted around us. And then the teaching comes along. It's not going to evaporate like that. But thanks to the teaching, you can now see that. You can see the patterns in yourself, in others. That is why Ramesh would say the seeing is the only doing necessary. The seeing is the only doing necessary. Because otherwise what happens? The ego comes in through the back door and it says, oh my God, now I'm saying should, I'm saying should, I'm saying should. That is also the ego itself with its sense of doership, because now it is saying, I should not be saying should.
Yeah.
You see how perverse this game is?
So actually we have no control about anything. We do, we say, no control at all. Nothing. Even if we make a wrong decision, or even if we do a wrong thing, still no control.
All you can do is try. The results have never been in your control.
The chatter of the mind is like, you shouldn't have done this, this was not the right thing, you should have thought more, or before, without thinking you did it, you know, those
maybe
dialogues in the mind. What is, how to stop that dialogues in the mind? That is a cause of ruining the peace of mind, actually. So how to stop that dialogues in the mind?
Like I mentioned earlier, allow the teaching to do its job, but now you want to take ownership, you as in the ego, wants to take ownership of this teaching and use it as a tool to start stopping the dialogue in the mind, which is another layer of doership.
Leave it.
Yeah. Let it be. And don't be too hard on yourself. I say life is already hard. Why do you want to make it harder? Be gentle.
Yeah, the chatter in the mind keeps going on. That
let it go on. That is why Ramana said that you cannot fight the mind with the mind. Just simply turn the attention away and focus on your being, on the fact that you are conscious. So do you enjoy singing bhajans more or Bollywood songs?
Bhajans.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely bhajans. Bollywood is like, just I just was dragged into it, like not just happened, it just happened. But actually I started singing with bhajans.
But it's as a profession, right? Or just as a hobby?
Well, right now I've not gone into it as a profession, because I've just started on that, which I didn't even know that I would be doing that.
Exactly.
So right now I don't think of it as a profession. I don't know further how it happens. But there's been always busy with doing that, so I don't know how it's gonna be. But those are like two ways for me, because it's kind of little bit kind of a glamour world, which I don't want it. But still I'm being pushed into it. I don't know why.
You don't want it, but it may want you.
No, but for my mind, I don't find peace there. I don't feel happy there. I don't know. I feel happy singing, but I don't feel happy being in that kind of limelight kind of thing. And also, I don't know. It's kind of, I just don't want to be there, but still I'm being going into it because I keep getting offers, so I don't know what to do.
What you resist persists. You enjoyed the rest of the retreat with Roger?
Lord.